With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he mishandled communication around his treatment for prostate cancer. Austin faced sharp criticism as his unannounced hospitalization last month was not disclosed to the public. California is getting drenched.
The fierce weather is a significant threat to the safety of Californians, according to a state emergency services official. Back-to-back storms, fierce storms, powerful rain and gusty winds started hitting the San Francisco Bay Area last night. The Los Angeles and San Diego areas are getting heavy rain today. The Central California coast could see waves up to 18 feet high today and tomorrow. And forecasters predict an even more powerful storm on Sunday. California's got personnel and equipment now in areas most at risk from the weather. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNnews.com, an explosion near a vessel in the Red Sea as attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels continue.
Houthi rebels have fired two ballistic missiles at a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea, according to a U.S. defense official. The attack is the largest so far by the rebels, as America launches airstrikes targeting them. The U.S. defense official identified the targeted container ship as the Koi. Since November, the rebels have repeatedly targeted ships in the Red Sea over Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas. British military officials said the attack happened west of the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah and that both the crew and vessel were safe. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Biden administration's imposing sanctions against Israelis in the West Bank. The order was issued as Biden made a trip to Michigan, where Muslim voters have threatened not to support him in the key swing state in the 2024 presidential election. It's due to his perceived support for Israel against Hamas. This is SRN News. Parents in Maine are breathing a sigh of relief.
State lawmakers have opted to kill a measure that would have given the government the power to take a child from his mom and dad if they refused to allow that child to live as the opposite sex. Specifically, the parents could lose their kid if they wouldn't let him or her undergo a sex change operation. Maine is a blue state, but even Democratic representatives voted against that bill. More than 20 states have banned sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah's become the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The measure, signed into law by Republican Governor Spencer Cox, passed the State House and Senate by wide majorities. The Utah bill also bars men from using women's bathrooms. Republican-led Florida and Texas were first to ban DEI efforts in higher education last year. The inclusion part often means promotion of the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. A 13-year-old Eurasian eagle owl is celebrating a year of living on his own in New York City, outside of zoo captivity.
A year ago, Flacco's Central Park Zoo enclosure was vandalized, letting him fly the coop. And like so many New Yorkers, he's made a way for himself in the big city. Birder Jackie Emery has been keeping an eye on Flacco.
And he has not only survived, he is thriving.
At first, Flacco had trouble flying, even bumping into branches. Now he's navigating skyscrapers and catching rats for dinner. David Lay has been documenting Flacco's life on X.
People don't expect to see owls in the city.
At first, the zoo tried to lure Flacco back, but then accepted his independence. Police have no updates on who freed the owl. Julie Walker, New York.
Acting on a tip, police bust a group of men hauling drugs into Oregon, and they seized over a ton of liquid heroin. More details at SRNnews.com.